This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And good morning and happy race day. Love saying it when it really is a race day weekend. 8:06 along the Gulf Coast, and now it is officially snowball derby weather. Last night, the showers came in, and I'm telling you, if there was one more caution in that modified race, we all would have got rained on, and it wouldn't have been as exciting as an end. Let me tell you, we've got lots to cover. So many people on the show today. We're going to run through it. Tim Bryan is standing by. The gates have just opened. We're going to get to him right away, but we've got interviews from Eric Jones, last year's Snowball Derby champion. Also, this year's Bomber champion, B.J. Latham, will be on the show, and this year's Sportsman champion, Steve Buttrick. So many people to talk about. Logan Boyette, we've got a great candid interview with him, and somebody who doesn't talk much, not a big interviewer, but he has so much to say, a local hero when it comes to racing. Gerald Wilkerson will be on the show. K.O. Gale, Nathan Ingersoll, and with a brand new track record, just straight out of the car, he talks to us first. Chase Elliott with a 16.133. Amazing. Okie Mason has one of the most emotional victory lane celebrations, and Donnie Hamrick, well, his was pretty good too. And of course, Matt Weaver is going to be on. He's got a lot to cover with our friends with Popular Speed and everything that he does. But first of all, we bring in Tim Bryan. And Tim, what a show you have been putting on since Wednesday. And really, the crowds have been amazing. The racing's been intense. And even during practices, everybody's sweating. Good morning.
Good morning. Certainly, there's a lot of, I think you said it right, intensity over here. We're halfway through the Snowball Derby weekend, and boy, I tell you what, we have had some awesome racing the first two nights.
Well, and let's talk about, first of all, there's a lot to go, but I want to talk about that brand new track record, and it was blistering quick. What about Chase Elliott? Even talking with Chase, and he says, well, we knew it was a good lap. I think he thought that he maybe even had more in that car.
You know what, it's kind of funny. The drama actually started on Wednesday night here during the Jack Links qualifying draw, and Chase drew an extremely high number, ended up on the qualifying order list being the very last car. So certainly that made for some drama. He did set on the pole at the All-American 400 back the 1st of November, so everybody knew he was going to be quick. Bubba Pollard laid down a great lap and sat on the pole through a good share of the qualifying session, but they had to wait till the very last car ran, and it was Chase Elliott, and man, what a lap did he lay down.
And you know, and your qualifying, we talked about this last week, has been compared to the excitement and drama as much as the Indianapolis Motor Speedway's Indy 500, and it really, again, last night proved it with 58 cars trying to qualify. Now, let's go before, again, we've got a lot to cover in the backside, but let's talk about today's schedule, how the track is. Obviously, there's been some showers, and the weather could be something, but I think the rain's gone, maybe about a 30% chance, but it's going to be cold.
Well, we certainly hope the rain is gone. Mother Nature was very good to us last night because in Victory Lane down there, as Donnie Hamrick and his crew were taking photos and posing with Miss Snowball Derby and Snowball, the mascot, it started drizzling rain, and we actually got a pretty hard rain not 15 minutes after the race was over. So, you know, Mother Nature's looking out for us so far. She did turn it cold. She flipped a switch last night, and it's a different place today. If we had had these temperatures last night, Kane, that 16.1 that Chase Elliott sat on the pole with, I think may have been a 15.80.
Wow! That's true. And he's set up now. Bill Elliott is there, and he said something about Chase and those guys losing Aaron's as a sponsor, and they're still not quite sure what their plans are for late model racing for next year. So we can only hope and pray that he'll be able to make it back at least during some of his regular schedules.
Yeah, they like racing down here. Of course, he's very successful down here, so we always enjoy having him on the Gulf Coast at Pensacola or Mobile. But, you know, the whole funding thing is an issue for everybody, and, you know, right down to the Bomber division, you know, it's just important for guys to present themselves well and be willing to go out and do. By the way, Kane Motorsports does one of the best jobs as far as making appearances and stuff. And, you know, you can it's so much easier to gain a little support for your race program when you're willing to kind of give back to your sponsors.
Oh, and that's the fun part of it, too. Well, let's talk about the Bombers really quick. And I know I'm going to give you about three or four more minutes and we'll let you go. But there was a great field of cars, and you did something with the Bombers and the Sportsmen. No B mains. You let them all race.
Yeah, we did. We had just over what the normal limit would be, and we went ahead and decided just to add them all in so everybody could be a part of the snowball. And, of course, DJ Latham, I'm telling you, the Mobile crowd is really doing well over here, Kane. DJ Latham wins the bomber race. Of course, Steve Buttrick, who could be considered a Mobile driver with every race that he ran over there this year, won the sportsman race. That's still pending a final technical analysis. And then, of course, last night, what a big night for Mobile. With Oki Mason and Donnie Hamrick pulling off wins.
Yeah, and Oki was very emotional. This is his first snowball derby. He's 52 years old, and I said, "Well, what are you going to do with the trophy?" And he says, and it was so great. He's going to give it to his mother because his mother's not doing very well. She's fighting cancer, losing the battle, and he got very emotional about that. He's a very good family man. Talking with Jay Wells, who's a racer and also has done some announcing in the area, he said, "It's funny when you go to Oki Mason's trailer because most of the time you hear like, you know, classic rock on and stuff, and old Oki Mason got that Southern gospel playing." I said, "That's awesome."
Certainly, he's a great guy. As is Donnie Hamrick. You know, it's a testament that good guys do finish first occasionally. You know what? If I'm JJ Day today, I'm feeling pretty confident because the momentum swing that has been carried across the bay here this weekend.
And I've heard rumors, though, up to 40 trucks possibly, and this is the first time these trucks have been involved in the Snowball Derby. And it's one of the biggest classes that's starting to grow.
Yeah, we had a lot at the Snowball Derby preview a couple of weeks ago, and we don't know what our entry list is going to be because we still have a few entries that haven't been filed yet. So, but we're thinking it's probably going to be more near 30. It's going to be a great race, and I tell you, there's so much drama building here today with the Snowball Derby Last Chance race going on. Of course, Snowflake qualifying, and now those guys have been practicing for 2 days in warm conditions, and today's like a new day.
Yeah, they're going to be chasing it. It's going to be crazy. Well, I've got Matt Weaver that can really handle a lot more of what we're going to be doing today and some of the history that we've already seen, because I know you've got a lot of going on, and we'll be over there, and I'm excited to be out in the crowd again. We'll be throwing out shirts and goodies from the track, and we'll do that tonight and tomorrow, and you definitely want to get there early. One more thing, free parking at the fairgrounds. That's the way to go, isn't it?
It really is. If the parking lot's full when you drive by, simply go due south, a mile and a half, Interstate Fairgrounds, paved lighted parking down there, the shuttle service running back and forth, so it's just a lot easier on a lot of folks. Some folks park early down there just to kind of avoid the congestion, but anyway, there's still a very select few of reserve seats left, but you could get those at the ticket office. Of course, we'll have general admission both today and again tomorrow, so looking for a strong finish to the 46th annual Snowball Derby, Kane.
One more thing, and we'll let you go time-wise today. When does everything start? When are we going to see cars on the track?
Well, practice starts at 10 this morning. We're going to do a final Snowball Derby practice or a final Snowflake practice. Of course, we'll get the trucks out on the track this afternoon. We'll qualify them this afternoon. This afternoon, we start our program with the 50-lap Snowball Derby Last Chance race. Then we run a pair of Last Chance qualifiers for the Snowflake, followed by the 50-lap Pro Truck Division race, and then the Alan Turner Snowflake 100 set to take the green tonight at 7:30.
Wow, and take a breath and go relax. I know you can't. You got so much to do. Tim, we appreciate everything you do for the show, and we can't wait to bring more crowd out there this year. It's been great so far, and great racing tonight and especially tomorrow.
10-4. Thanks for everything, Kane, and look forward to seeing you tonight.
There you go. Tim Bryant, again, one of the busiest men along the Gulf Coast. This track is amazing what they've been doing. FiveFlagSpeedway.com, Speed51.com, also doing a great job keeping you guys up to date. You've got the smartphones, obviously. Not hard to get their app, and it just feeds right straight on there. So much to continue. Matt Weaver, he's standing by with Popular Speed, and we've got just a bunch of interviews that we made yesterday before qualifying, and we'll tell the stories before them coming up next. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. The 2013 46th Annual Snowball Derby presented by Jegs is in full swing. Again, you need to go to FiveFlagSpeedway.com or you can go to SnowballDerby.com. Take you right to the website. Keep up with all the stories. And, of course, you can always find on Facebook. Look up Full Throttle Racing with Kane. That's K-A-N-E. It will be at the track. You get a lot of good articles there and also some pretty cool photos up close. And it's so much fun to be there. And you never know who you're going to run into the pit. tickets now, especially starting today all the way through the weekend. You might see some NASCAR drivers there. I can tell you that Jeff Burton's there, been helping his son who's getting ready for the Snowflake today, and it's been great. We're going to have an interview with him on next week's show. And so it's just great to see some of the past champions, too. And we've got some interview. Now, I've got to tell you, this is raw interview, unedited, because, man, we didn't get home till late last night. So you'll hear and you can tell, but I want to talk with Eric Jones. He was obviously last year's winner.
Out of the practice, you've been in the car a couple times already. First of all, congratulations on an amazing year. You're still living the dream. Now, how's the car today?
Oh, it's good. We've been working on it here to be a little bit better. You know, we got some work to do, but I feel like long run wise, we're pretty good. But we need some more speed out of it, and there's a few things that I want to work on. So, track's a little different than it was last year, and that kind of brought back a different package. So it's something all new that we're trying. And
how is the weather different? I mean, I'm used to the Snowball Derby with the winter jackets and people in shorts and t-shirts. How does that affect what you guys are prepared to do to your car?
It changes a little bit. Just, you know, this track's so temperature sensitive, it's going to free it up a little bit. But we adjust accordingly to it and kind of know what it's going to do.
Okay, and the big plans, obviously, for next year. You want to talk about it? Tell us about it.
You know, we're working on it with KBMSA in the truck, so hopefully that'll work out there and we can run a part schedule of the truck again.
Where's your trophy at from last year?
It's up at my house in Michigan. I'm still hanging out there.
I figured it would be. Good luck, and we appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Well, you know, as Tim Bryant said, that you're seeing a lot of these drivers, especially from Mobile, really starting to pick up and clean up over here at the track, and we got to go straight to the Bombers now. You had B.J. Latham, who's just dominated. First of all, during practice, when they had the extra money, he won for the top speed, $100, boom, in his pocket. So that was good. And then he goes and qualifies and was fast on the practice, and then he takes it from, lap one all the way. And he was pretty excited, needless to say, in victory lane.
All right, B.J. Latham, you are now the Snowball champion for the Bombers, man. Tell me about that race. Congratulations, brother. You're bringing the trophy back to the 251.
Absolutely, man. One for the Mobile boys, huh?
Absolutely. You know, and it almost seemed like those guys were rooting for those Five Flag boys a little bit. But tell us about the car. Tell us about, you've dominated this whole entire month. You know, you were the fastest car, top qualifier.
Man, when it's good, it's good. We've been doing a lot of work on the car. We've got great sponsors, man. The owners are...
Oh, and we lost him. See, the owners, he goes on to say, is great. They work hard on the car, and he has a really good year, and he's expecting to have one of the fastest cars next year, too. Sorry about losing the audio there on B.J. Latham. Now, you know, the sportsman, again, so far, we've got it with Stephen Buttrey being the champion, but as Tim Bryant said, and as we're learning, there's been some possible, well, there's something going on. Now, Tim didn't really talk about it. Maybe Matt Weaver knows about it. If not, I've heard some stories, but I don't want to really say, because could be rumors, and I wouldn't want to report the wrong thing, obviously. So we'll have to find out a little bit later. But Steve Buttrey, again, we caught up with him in Victory Lane, and he was pretty darn happy, too.
Steve Buttrey, congratulations. You've done something that no one else has done in the history of the Snowball Derby, four in a row. Tell us about it.
Well, the best thing to do is to qualify out front so you start in the front row and get the lead and stay out of trouble. Don't make a mistake and let somebody buy you. Brandon was right on me the first side-by-side for the first three laps. I know that. And then... well, the restarts were side by side for a little bit, and then Brandon Fowler just fell off. I don't know what happened to him, and then Brandon Burks broke, and he fell out. So it got real interesting when we got the lap traffic and made it three wide or so. And
Shayna was all over the place and actually hit the wall behind you. I'm sure you weren't watching.
No.
You were busy.
So. That last corner, I just went in there so high just to clear it all, and. It's cool. What a year. Triple championships and the Derby. Four Derbies.
It's time for a lottery ticket, brother. I think you've already cashed that in.
No, it's been a fantastic year, and this is just icing on the cake.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
And then immediately after that, Steve goes right up into the crowd, and now he didn't give away his Snowball Derby trophy. His wife says, no, this one can come home. And the story is, obviously, he has made so many fans along the Gulf Coast. You've heard Tim Bryant and I talk about this, because every time he would win, he would go straight into the fans, and these kids would get a trophy. So now, every time, I mean, he's got so many fans, even the parents loving it. As soon as he crosses that checkered flag, even if he doesn't win, which doesn't happen very often in that class, he'll still have a trophy from his wife, because the story is he's supposed to be doing all the dusting on him, and he doesn't. So she says, you've got too many trophies, so we're going to get rid of him, and that's what he's been known for. So it's kind of great, and what a great guy. Again, you've got to give him props, because he's had a great year, and he's done something that no one has else has done in the history of the Snowball Derby. And again, that is win four times. We've got a candid interview we're going to play with, and again, unedited, so there might be some pauses and things in there. And but Logan Boyette, I was in his trailer, or his hauler yesterday, hanging out and talking with him, and he was so worried about getting in. They are on a shoestring budget this year. They haven't had the big kind of sponsorship as what they've had in the past, and so that's really been kind of a concern. And I can tell you, he did make it in by qualifying. He was worried about that. And afterwards, now this is right before qualifying, but right after qualifying, he came up to me, gave me a big hug, said, "Man, you should have seen me. I was leaning back and forth like a drug addict in between those last three or four cars. He was so nervous." So here is a great candid interview with one of the nicest guys you'll meet at the track. It's Logan Boyette.
Well, it's been a busy couple of months, really, for Logan Boyette, and we're in his hauler right before qualifying, and let's just get your mindset, because yesterday saw you in practice, the car looked loose, you love it loose, I know you like to drive a loose car, but today, a little looser than what you like, right?
Yeah, that was the first run. It was a little out of hand, but we went ahead and tightened it back up and made another run, got it where it was actually tied again, so now we can back up a little bit and kind of go in the middle, so to speak, and we'll have a good car to lock in tonight.
What is it going to take to lock in a good time tonight here? There's so many fast cars, and you're looking at fractions of a second. You guys have massaged this car. I've seen it on Facebook and talked to some of your crew. You guys have put so many long hours in like everybody does, but what's it going to take to get a good run tonight?
Hopefully there's no rain, no oil and broken motors, and you know, all those B factors and stuff that you cannot control. All I can do is my A factors, which is make sure my mindset is right and make sure I don't think.
Overthink it.
They said don't think at all, so. But they told me to be Patrick on SpongeBob.
I think you got that down, brother. That's awesome. Let me ask you, who's been helping you? You've had some special help this year.
We've had a ton of help, and I can't even begin to list them all, but our adjustment crew chief, so to speak, our crew chief is Billy Peavy, and our adjustment guy is Tony Blanchard with Race 101 out of North Carolina, and
been able to learn a lot from him, haven't you? What kind of things has he been able to show you, and what do you feel like after talking with him? He's got a different way to talk to you and a different way to coach you too, doesn't he?
Yes, he actually breaks it down, makes sure you understand it, and 9.75 out of 10 times, he's exactly what's going to happen next and what I should be feeling or what I felt a year ago just from talking to me. And he's smart and he's right on the money. And if we can't do it now, it's not his problem, it's me.
Well, I don't think you're going to have any problems. Sponsor-wise, you've got Logan's on, obviously. Logan's. Let's say Boyette's on.
Yeah, no kidding.
And we'll go get some steak. Talk about the sponsors helping you out this year. And it's been a different chore getting here this year, too.
Yes, it has. I'd like to thank, first of all, Boyette's, all of my guys, my fiance, my family, my sister, everybody that makes this possible for me, all my crew. Couldn't do it without any one of them. I need to thank Supreme Paper, Pope Electric, McGonagall Engine Performance, AR Bodies, Pensacola Shipyard Marina and Boatyard came on for the Derby, and they were a big contribution to us this year. And had some other people that like to remain unlisted, and we've had Rubber and Specialties come on. Our dentist, Panhandle General Dentistry, Russell Goller III, he came on board with us. And and TJ Racing Oil is another one of our sponsors. And Dubs Thermal Products, Bill's RV Service.
You sound like Michael Waltrip. You got a few. That's awesome.
Yeah, we have a lot of, and the best part is a lot of them are our guys, Pope Electric, Bill's RV Service. They're here every day.
Well, let me ask you, for someone who's listening to the show this morning who has not experienced what the Snowball Derby is, whether you be a fan or a driver or just somebody who hears about it, what can you explain about the electricity, not only being here but also being behind that wheel during that race?
I got to experience it last year in the actual Snowball Derby, and it is just, you can't really describe it. It is... See, I can't even do it now. I mean, and I've done it once. We didn't get to finish it, but we started it once. It's unbelievable just strapping in, knowing you're at the biggest race in the country and of the whole year, and to be a part of it, it's incredible.
It makes you put your A game on, like you said earlier.
That's right. I've got to bring it, or we need to stay home.
All right, there you go, and that's a great interview. Again, Logan Boyette, one of the class act guys, and again, he was so excited. It's a family affair, and it's really neat to go see them. They're going to be parked right by start and finish line. Look for that black and gold, yellowish number 11. One more interview before we go to the quick break, and it's going to be with one of the guys who just doesn't like to do interviews. He is a classic man, though. He knows how to get around any track along the Gulf Coast, and he's helped the majority of the successful drivers in some of these local divisions already be successful. And that, as I'm talking about, is Gerald Wilkerson. And I caught him because he was eating French fries during qualifying. So I'm going to go get an interview because I know you guys love to hear from Gerald. And we'll see how his injury is and everything else. So, Gerald, take it.
Tell you what, you see so many amazing people down here, and here's one of the guys that has such a history here at the Snowball Derby. And this year, actually, I see helping JJ Day and so many other teams. Gerald Wilkerson, welcome back to the Snowball.
Oh, it's good to be back. Here helping Mike Maddox, and go help out JJ a little bit, and just hang out and watch some good racing.
Well, can you tell me what it means to be back? First of all, how you been feeling? You look great.
I'm doing fine. Everything's healed pretty good. So I'm doing good.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about JJ? I was so excited. What kind of things have you been able to tell him? Because he says you've been really had a smile. I know you've been mentoring him quite a bit, he says.
JJ's a good driver. He's a good, smooth driver. He's, really can't tell him a whole lot. I mean, ain't much you can tell him, you know. So, but you've been trying to help him. Out on setup a little bit, you know, and that's about all. You know.
How about Mike? How's Mike's car look like?
Oh, he's terrible.
Really?
Yeah, so we'll just have to see how he does in the race, you know. So,
real quick, and I'll let you go. I know you caught your dinner, but for the people who just don't know what the Snowball Derby's like, can you put it into words, the excitement and the feel as qualifying is going on right now for the Snowball?
Well, just a qualifying is exciting because these guys work for 2 or 3 days up here to run as quick as they can, and so qualifying is everything to where they don't have to run a last chance race. So, man, I mean, they really, really work hard to qualify good. So, you know, man, it's exciting. It's almost exciting as a race is, you know. So I enjoy it, you know. So,
I think I appreciate it.
All right, there you go. And again, Gerald Wilkerson, not one for interviews, but nice enough to take one while I caught him eating. So that's how you have to do it sometimes. Let me tell you, there's so much more to continue. It's been a great show so far. More interviews. And then we've also got still Matt Weaver standing by. We've got the winner from the Superstocks in a 10-car pileup. We're going to hear about that right on the front straightaway. Incredible. And that's Oki Mason taking that home. Donnie Hamrick side by side, touching wheels right at the line. Man, does it get any better? Photo finish there. And of course, talking with Nathan Ingersoll. He's coming up. Chase Elliott and still Cale Gayle.
Dr. Bill's Forecast is brought to you by Camco Metal Buildings, exceeding expectations for 47 years. Call 626-0594. Camco Metal Buildings. That's K-E-M-K-O.
It's considered the most prestigious short track race in America. And in December, the racing world will gather in Pensacola to etch their name in the history books forever. The best drivers in the land will follow the footsteps of racing legends as childhood dreams become reality at Five Flags Speedway. This is the Snowball Derby.
Saturday, it's practice for the Snowball Derby and Snowflake 100 cars. Wild action featuring the new Pro Truck 50. Last chance race for Sunday's Snowball Derby lineup and highly acclaimed, always thrilling Alan Turner Snowflake 100. Sunday afternoon, it's the granddaddy of them all, the 46th annual Snowball Derby, presented by Jags.
This is what racing is all about.
Go to snowballderby.com for full details and be there.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You gotta be there, even if it's cold, even if it's wet. It's the whole NASCAR feel at a small track race. Man, you are gonna love it today. The Snowball Derby and the racing starts. And the cars on the track, but I consider it racing because they're still on it during practice at 10 o'clock. So about an hour and a half. We've got about another 8-9 minutes, and then we're gonna get back on with Matt Weaver. But first of all, we've got to go back to these interviews that we recorded just yesterday. And it's always great to see some of the guys who have who've done so well in the past local. Do so well on the national level, come back. And of course, I'm talking about Cale Gayle. And when I asked him the very first question in this interview, I've seen the boy smile before. I've seen the glimmer in his eye, but not like when I asked him that very first question in this interview. And you'll get what I'm talking about when you find out who I'm talking about. Okay, so this is Cale Gayle.
Well, qualifying's always interesting, and one guy who's really got a hot rod. Here, been putting posters and pics on Facebook. Everybody's loving it. First of all, the most important question is Camber here?
Camber's here.
Oh, that's a good luck charm.
Yeah, yeah. I think we got a pretty good car. I don't know. We've been fighting a little bit of speed. So I think in about a 45 is what it's going to take to make it. So hopefully we can muster our lap and get on up there.
What did you learn in all the pre-practicing? Because you guys were here for a few times without everyone being here. What kind of things did you work on? Just you getting comfortable in the car?
Well, yeah. It's just the weather changed so much on us here. You know, everything we learned, you know, last week trying to get speed, well, the track's changed a bunch with the weather. So I don't know. We'll see. I'll drive the heck out of it.
You always do. One more thing, and I don't know if you can say anything or not. I know you're working on some pretty big things for next year. Can you say anything yet? Anything for sure? Or what are you leaning towards?
I don't really know yet. Still working on some things. Hopefully we get to run some truck races. I don't know how many, but hopefully a little bit.
Well, good luck, and we appreciate you taking time.
Thank you.
All right, again, Cale Gayle. That's right as he was getting ready to climb into the car there at the qualifying run. So we'll have more with him probably. The sad news is, though, Cale did not make it in on time, and he has Scott Carlson's hot rod, and it was so close. Fractions of a second is what we're talking about here, fans. So he'll have to race his way in, and that will be exciting. So Cale's going to have a lot to deal with. We talk next with Deep South Speedway modified champion Nathan Ingersoll, and he's got some pretty cool words of wisdom for the Snowball Derby.
In the holler with Nathan Ingersoll, qualified 16th, and yeah, you're not happy about that. Tell me about the car. First of all, congratulations, Deep South Speedway champion again. We hope the track comes back.
yes, and no, I left some on the table out on the track there. It had a couple tents in it. I was trying a different way of driving it, backing up the curve, and it just didn't work out for me. But of course, I'd like to try it again. But I know the car is faster than it showed. I just hope I can, don't get any accidents or anything, and I can work my way to the front. I think I got a top five car if I can be lucky enough to get it there.
This is probably one of my favorite races with the open wheel modifieds. There's so much action, and you guys really just balls to the wall the whole time. What's it like being in the Snowball Derby with that many cars? Because it's the most cars you race with, I think, during the year, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, by a long shot. It's really exciting. You know, there's so many people here and everything, and you get out there, and they've got too much power for the tires you've got, and you can burn the tires right off. You got to be patient enough to have your tires last to the end.
How do you do that at the Derby?
Well, you just don't slide. If you slide, then your tires are going away. But if your car won't go fast enough without sliding, then you're backing up anyway. So you got to try to get your car to, go fast enough without sliding, and hopefully you've got, and then at the end, the last 5, 6, 8 laps, it don't matter. Then slide, do whatever you got to do,
Well, how is the weather affected much? It's a lot different than what we've seen, and we had a little bit of sprinkle earlier, too. Now, will that affect the track at all? It doesn't seem like it during qualifying.
No, and because that little sprinkle, that dried right up. And of course, if it was to get wet, it would. But there's so much rubber on the track. Unless it was a hard rain, the rubber's not going nowhere. And No, the track is slick anyways. It don't matter what you do, it's slick.
You're a champion. You've won tons of championships, won tons of races. Can you tell me why is the Snowball Derby such a special race?
Well, it's once a year. You know, you've got these guys from NASCAR and stuff down here. People that are really into racing, you know, they're here. You know, they might be from Texas or Ontario or whatever, but they will come the distance for this race because there's no other races around. At this time of the year, this is the biggest race there is.
What would it mean for you to bring that Derby trophy home tonight?
Well, I don't know, probably start crying.
But, well, yeah. That's awesome.
Well, but yeah, it would be the biggest race. I won a $10,000 race. Up to this point, that's the biggest race I've won. But I think if I could win this, it might even top that.
All right, there you go. That's Nathan Ingersoll, always a class act. And then, well, he went and did an amazing thing. The last car to qualify, Chase Elliott. He's the 2011 Snowball Champion, two-time winner of the Snowflake, and now he sets a new all-time record at a 16.133. And as soon as he climbed out of the car, we were there.
Fresh out of the car, congratulations. Not just a brand new track record, but how about a new super late track record? Congratulations, Chase Elliott. You're on the pole again.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It was, I didn't know, it felt like a decent lap, but I didn't know how good it was, and fortunately it was good enough. So just glad we got through tonight okay. The main focus is Sunday, and obviously tomorrow night as well. So hopefully we can get our stuff dialed in where it needs to be and to be better on Sunday.
What does that mean now? Obviously, you know, you've got so much going on in your life. For you to come back here again to try to take another Snowball trophy, will this be the last time we see you?
I hope not. And obviously, I'm not. Who knows what the future holds, but we're going to try to make the most of this weekend and do the absolute best job that we can do as a team, not just me, but everybody. And I think if we can all step up our game, hopefully, and get our stuff where it needs to be tomorrow, and hopefully be really good on Sunday, that's what we're shooting for.
Well, I know you got to go. Congratulations. Thanks for talking with
Thank
us.
Thank you.
All right, again, Chase Elliott was being shuttled away, and more interviews on the way. First of all, and again, Matt Weaver standing by. We're going to have about 10 minutes with him. We're trying to get through all these interviews. Two more to go. Oki Mason in Victory Lane. Again, so emotional. Just an amazing last lap pass, an accident, and he barely made it through. And this is Oki Mason in Victory Lane.
Oh, thank God. Without him, wouldn't be able to do this. Next ball, Mike Williamson put me a setup on this car, told me what to do. I done pretty much what he told me. Sometimes my hard head just wouldn't let me do it, but I got to thank Mike Williamson. Man, anybody got a race car, I want somebody to work on it, set it up. Here's proof right here. I've been running fifth and sixth all year. Get a set up from him, and it was luck that I won it, but hey, with God, you're always a winner. So I want to dedicate this to my mother. She's got cancer. And my crew, man, they just bear with me week after week. They have confidence in me, love to see what I do. And, man, this is the first Snowball Derby I've won, so it's great.
Can you talk us through that last lap and what happened, Oki?
God had his hand on me.
That's right.
But he did. But we got in there, and I got a chance to run him down.
Yeah.
And I think put a little pressure on him. I mean, I've been there.
Great, yeah.
And he tried to go under, and the car stayed down. He got into it, but he was bad lose off high. And he didn't want to go high because he knew it would throw him around. So I was able to stay in my groove. Like I said, Mike Williamson, man, he's a winner. And
how about that first wreck, that 10-car wreck? Were you involved in that?
No, it was behind
you. Oh,
that's another good thing we got there. So first Derby win, yeah.
What are you going to do with this trophy? Swing with it?
I'm giving it to my mother.
Oh, yeah, she has cancer.
She has cancer. Don't have much longer to live, so.
God bless you.
That's it. So.
To come from as far back as you were in those final 10, okay? I mean, what's that say about your resiliency?
They told me to wait. The car was going to be there, and I did, and I just started picking them off, and I just, you know, I listened. And I've been around a long time. You might want to listen, and if it was going to work, you got to believe in what the man's putting under you, and I did.
Well deserved.
52 years old.
That's what I thought. Thank
young 52.
Hey, congratulations.
I like that. He said 52 years old, a young 52. Absolutely. The rains were coming, and there was excitement there. Side-by-side racing, another caution. A car hit the inside pit wall right by the tire. Talking about the modified race, and we didn't need that. There They were looking. Everybody had their smartphones out. It was less than a mile away, the rains. As soon as Victory Lane, the celebration started, the showers came, and it was a mass exodus. But before that, and again, unedited, Donnie Hamrick and a great run, and a happy man finally got his Derby win.
Fast guy out front there. Last year's winner, but you were able to overcome.
Yeah, the car went perfect. It was just tight as all get out in the center. And I had to, once I got by Billy, I could slow it down just enough to get on the apron and get it to turn. And we had pretty good forward bite to that last lap. Then Billy come up there and got on me, but thank goodness he didn't turn me. And thank God we finally got the win.
Well, you conserved your tires a little bit there because he certainly had a Herculean move on you in the first few laps, and you just let him have it. But you saved it for the end, and you're able with your strategy to win it.
Yeah, he checked out on us, and I knew he was running his pretty decent. I mean, because we weren't running ours hard, and we had a big gap there, and just saved the tires there towards the end. It worked out.
Well, congratulations to you, champion.
Thank you,
Donnie Hamrick.
Long time coming. Tell us about it.
Y'all know where an official is?
What's that?
Y'all know where an official is?
No official is. Sorry. That's right. Go ahead.
No, you got it. That's
okay.
Perfect question.
Yeah, I was going to say. Saying, I forgot what I said because you bought it.
Long time coming. Yeah. I mean, just a treat.
Yeah, we worked really hard this week on this car. Mr. Charlie Phillips, our crew chief, we come over here and practice a couple weeks ago, and the car went really good. And we left at his shop over here in Pensacola, and he went through it and got it pretty good for us. We wasn't perfect, but, I mean, we was pretty decent. Got the win.
Can you tell us about that last lap? I mean, sideways, rubbing tires at the line. That's the best race of the year, man.
I know, yeah. Like I said, I got to thank Billy for not taking us out. He run us hard and clean, and I think we'll put on a good race for the fans.
Bringing it home to Mobile, congratulations.
Thank you.
They're all happy, those Mobile drivers. They're bringing all that trophy home. Hey, it's been an exciting race season so far, and it's been a great Snowball Derby. Now there's more stories to continue. We've got just a couple more minutes, and Matt Weaver is on the way. Hey, welcome back to the show, Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. We should call it the Snowball Derby Show this weekend. Matt Weaver joins us. Matt, good morning. Sorry, it's been a long, long morning already with lots of interviews, but we have so much more to still talk about. Matt, what do you think? Your favorite time of the year, isn't it?
It is. You know, it's my Christmas before Christmas. this is absolutely my favorite week of the year. The Snowball Derby is what I live for. You know, I travel all over the country watching races, but it all builds to the Snowball Derby. I'm just so happy it's here.
Yeah, no kidding. And we were just talking off the air. The excitement we've seen, not just on, you've seen some great fast times with these guys trying to get into the race. We're going to talk here a minute about how many great names are going to be in that 50-lap last chance race today. But then you say the local drivers have had a heck of a show, haven't they?
They really have. You know, every single race pretty much has come down to the last lap. Mm-hmm. We've seen exactly what we want at a short track racing, the second place guy saying, I'm just going to try to do whatever I can to make this happen, make it stick. I'll bounce off whoever I can to make it stick. And if nothing else, I'll put on a good show.
Well, let's talk about some of the guys who will be beating and banging, because if you've not been, today's one of the greatest days. It just keeps building. It gets better and better every day. This 50-lap race is going to be like Bristol. It's going to be a short track race at its finest. And like you said, somebody wants to get in there, that final position to get through, they're going to be doing everything they can to get by them. Who are some of the names, including Cale Gayle, that's in this race?
Yeah, well, Cale Gayle is obviously, for a Gulf Coast racing fan, the most prominent name that so far is on the outside looking in. He was overheard last night after qualifying as saying, you know, this might be the first race that I ever miss in my life.
Wow.
And, you know, this is a guy who's been all over the country racing the NASCAR circuit, won a truck race. He's good, and the Scott Carlson team that he's driving for this weekend, and he said that he thought he was fast after testing last Saturday, but they unloaded this weekend, and it just wasn't there. And so he's deep in the field for this last chance race. Another local, DJ Vanderlei, the 2011 runner-up. He had to rebuild his car from scratch after a crash last Saturday, and he wasn't quite sure what he had, and he qualified 32nd, which is the most disheartening for anyone who is right there on the bubble because they were so close. But you've got Mason Mingus, the ARCA Series runner-up. Mm-hmm. You've got Dakota Armstrong, a NASCAR driver. And I could just go down the list. David Rogers, who's come close to winning here so many times. He might get his first win in the last chance race. It's star-studded and action-packed.
Yeah, and you see a lot of the now a lot of the NASCAR drivers here. Obviously, for the Snowflake, you've got Jeff Burton down there, and he's always real friendly, talks to the fans and everything like that. But it really won't kick in until today and really tomorrow. A lot of those NASCAR guys are still in Vegas, but I've heard rumors that Kyle might show up, Kurt might be here. Obviously, we've got a past champion and a couple other ones that might show up as well.
Yeah, you know, Kyle is a scenario where he knows he's got a great shot to win the race. He's got a great driver, and there's no reason for him not to show up if all the festivities in Vegas are done. And, you know, I like to say that the Derby itself, it's a happening, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It draws the best and the brightest from all over the motorsports world. They descend upon the Florida Gulf Coast, and it's, you know, a destination race. You know, it's not a NASCAR race, but it feels like, you know, a NASCAR environment on the Gulf Coast, and that's, you know, to the testament of what Tim and his staff has been able to accomplish over the past few years.
And it's amazing to see what some of the fans do, too. You got some characters out there.
Yeah, you do. You've got, you know, some of the most interesting-looking outfits and props.
Yeah, props, that's a good way to put it. Hey, you know, I want to talk about two people real quick. First of all, let's talk about Johanna Long and her rise to glory, made it to Nationwide. Doesn't have any plans really for next year. Are we going to see her back in late models? Is she going to find a ride, and how's her car?
You know, I don't quite know what she has planned. You know, I've talked to her several times, both late in the season on the NASCAR front and this weekend, and the one answer that keeps popping up is, I don't know. I think you could see a scenario play out in the Derby if you're looking at a talking point, where when she won this race in 2010, that catapulted her onto the national scene. Yes, she had already run some Truck Series races, but this was really the race to put her on the map. So here she is, her two-year deal in the Nationwide Series is complete, and now she needs a spark to kind of get her back out there. And, you know, if she goes out and wins her second Snowball Derby, that might get her the attention and the prestige that says, I'm still a great driver, and I can get this done. I just need someone to give me a chance. And so she needs to go out and win this race, in my opinion.
I agree, and she'll do whatever she needs to. I want to talk really quick. So many fans were glad to see Bubba Gale back in a race car. Obviously, a huge name down here along the Gulf Coast, and he had the fastest modified. He looked like he was going to dominate. Everyone was excited about it. And as soon as he came out of turn four, just a worst start you could have ever seen, uncharacteristic. And then it wasn't more than a few four, five, six, seven, eight laps. I don't know how many it was, but then he started slowing, and there was smoke, and there was a fire, and come to find out, one of his, I want to say it was brake lines either broke or something like that, but all that fluid got onto the hot engine parts and flamed up. That's what happened, and that's why he broke, and no one could find him to talk to him afterwards. Pretty upset, headed straight to the trailer.
Yeah, you know what? I was so excited to be able to watch Bubba race because it took me back to my childhood, growing up in Mobile, watching some of those great duels with Bubba and a lot of his rivals back in the day. You know, that was Mobile Gulf Coast racing when I was growing up, and I got a chance at least for four or five laps to relive that, and he went out and set the pole time, and Bubba Gale is just awesome, and I was glad to have him back on the Gulf Coast at least, you know, just to give it a good shot.
All right, a minute left. Who's your pick? I'm going. Chase Elliott. I'm going to go ahead and go with Chase on this one.
You know, at the beginning of the week, as early as a month ago, after the All-American 400 in Nashville, where Bubba Pollard lost the Southern Super Series Championship by 1 point, I said that Bubba was going to turn it all around, and he was going to have a chip on his shoulder, and he was going to go out and win the Derby. Now, he nearly went out and set fast time. He broke the Snowball Derby qualifying record, and then Chase shattered it. And I think Bubba has declared himself the entire week as the de facto man to beat.
Boy, that's good. How can we keep track of you at the track?
Well, the primary way is on Twitter. You want to follow me at Matt Weaver, SBN. Same thing on Facebook, facebook.com, Matt Weaver, SBN. And all the stories, all the pictures, all the details will be posted to those social media sites.
All right, Matt, we appreciate you ending the show with us, and I'll see you in a few hours at the track.
Awesome. Looking forward to it, Kane.
All right, thanks a lot. Matt Weaver and all the drivers and everybody on. Hey, it's as simple as this. This is the weekend along the Gulf Coast and worldwide. It's the biggest race of the year, the Snowball Derby. Fans, get ready. I'm going to be in the stands with you, and I got so much stuff to give away. T-shirts, tattoos. Yeah, tattoos. Believe that?